This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Well, file this one under don't bring a gun to a gunfight when you don't know that the other person has a gun. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This happened in Brazil. I saw the video. I didn't know where it was, but a guy, an armed robber, walks up to a group of people. This is on Mother's Day, and he's got a gun, and it's pointed. And next thing you see, he's looking, think of him looking to his left, while on his right are other ladies at this event. And he's going to rob them, I'm guessing. And this one lady in pink, in a very professional way, reaches in her purse while he's kind of out of the frame. She's out of his frame, pulls out her pistol, and pow, pow. Twice, I'm talking, center mass, right in the chest. Dude falls down. Oh, my goodness. I sent it to my team and said, post this one, one for the good guys, for doggone sure. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, 844-551-8255. Now, look, I'm not about destruction. I don't want people killed. But here's a guy going up with a pistol pointed at a group of women who are out celebrating Mother's Day in Brazil, and he gets himself shot because he's trying to rob these ladies. I have no sympathy for this guy. I will tell you, and I've said this before, I'm the dude that cries in movies, you know, that you got a sad story. I'm like, oh, I got just shut up, leave it alone, I want to hear it. I'm that guy. But when it comes to you making me mad and you offending my sensibilities, I'm as cold as the Iceman. And I feel like him sometimes. All right, this is a guy who was a mafia hitman. When it came to his wife and his daughters, he was as soft as you could be. But when it came to doing his job with the mafia, taking care of the bad guys, they called him the Iceman for a reason. He had ice in his veins. I have ice in my veins when I see a shot. I'm just telling you, I could watch a person get shot that's innocent and it'll just tear me down. I can watch a person that gets shot who's guilty and won't even, it won't raise my blood pressure one tick. I don't know what, I probably have some sort of psychopathic tendencies. I just don't, you know, let them out because I've learned how to control them. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the bad guys, I don't care. I'm sick of them winning. Every single day. Millions of bad guys around the world are winning. Why? Because progressives have taken away your weapons. They've even taken away your will. And so we allow them to just, we become willing victims. Now, are we all getting shot? Nope. I don't know how many people get shot around the world every day or get accosted by gun or some sort of violence, but it's a lot. But I tell you where you are losing every single day. You can't even count it. The number of times that we're getting our butts kicked, and it has to do with the narrative, the fake narratives, the things that people say about you that go unchallenged. That's what I'm talking about. The bad guy's winning. And so when this off-duty armed military police officer was hailed as a hero after surveillance footage showed her shooting this would-be attacker, this would-be robber, on a family that was standing by a school, I cheered her. I sent it to my team. I said, look, they won't let us put this up on Facebook, but put it over a Tea Party community because we need to see this. We need to show people that this lady having a gun in Brazil, legally so, thwarted the bad guy. Katia de Silva Sastre, 42 years old, standing near a group of women and children outside a Sao Paulo private school when the gunman, identified as 21-year-old Eleviton Neves Moreira, they pronounce R's as H over there, Moreira, attempted to rob them at gunpoint. The women were celebrating a Mother's Day event. I want you to just think about this. 21-year-old male interrupts a Mother's Day event. What a pair he had to have, right, to go interrupt a bunch of women. And I'm not saying that to be condescending to women. I'm just saying these are women with their children, that they're most vulnerable. But he didn't know that Sostra had a pistol of her own, and she shot him, they said, three times in the chest. I watched it. I swear, go see this video. It's worth seeing. And he eventually died. Yep. He died in the hospital. I don't like seeing people get killed, but you know what? He deserved it. And I tell people this all the time. And I say this, this is a warning to leftists. And look, I don't like spend a lot of time on this kind of stuff in the show, but I think the bigger picture is this. Because I see this as leftists. They pick on the most vulnerable of us. They choose things and say things like, you're a racist, or you're a homophobe, or you're this, or you're that. And that's their attack. And you know what they don't expect? They don't expect you to shoot back. They don't expect you to say, oh, what's that racist? What's that pedophile? What's that homophobe? What's that xenophobe? What's that whatever? Misandrist, misogynist, whatever. Because let me tell you, they are all of that in a bag of chips. When you fire back, that's what you need to be thinking about this. Metaphorically, you're shooting back. Point blank, three to the chest. Why do you think Donald Trump wins against these clowns? He metaphorically fires, putting a grouping the size of a quarter right in the center mass of their chest, saying, you can bring on Stormy Daniels and her crooked attorney and all the other crap you want to bring, and it isn't going to matter because I'm going to fire back. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about Mother's Day from my own personal perspective, because I'm thinking about these women that went out on that day to celebrate their children, the fact that they are mothers. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what was going through their minds, but I guarantee you they weren't thinking about getting robbed by some 21-year-old as they sat with their kids. I want to make one other final point to these leftists. That guy never expected what he got. You know what he thought? I'm going to go there. It'll be an easy day. I'll see these moms taking their kid to a private school. I'll rob them and it'll be gone and nobody will ever miss it. They won't miss it because they have it and I don't. And everybody's going to be okay with it. And you know what happened? He got thwarted for the rest of his life. One for the good guys.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
I know it was Mother's Day over the weekend and talked about it yesterday, but I want to say this because I lost my mother almost 50 years ago to the day. It was actually May 1st, 50 years ago, that my mother passed away unexpectedly for sure at the age of 24. And a lot of people, when I put that out as a tweet on Mother's Day, they wrote back to me, Kevin, I didn't realize you were 50 years old. Yeah, I know. Black don't cry. But not a day goes by, seriously, that I don't think about my mother. And I don't have a lot of memories of her. But something reminds me of it. The squandering of mothers by other people. Taking their mothers for granted. When you lose yours, you think of that. And as I wrote in my first book, when I lost my mother, I lost my grandmother on the same day. Now, when I say that, people go, oh, my God, what a tragedy. Both his mother and his grandmother died. No, my grandmother did not die on that day, but she died metaphorically. Because my grandmother had to step in to raise me and my brother. Ergo, I didn't have a grandmother. A grandmother stepping in as a mother raises you different than a grandmother does. And here's what's interesting. A lot of you folks out there have that grandmother experience and grandfather experience, and you're like, oh man, I used to love going to grandma and grandpa's. I didn't get to go to grandma and grandpa's. I lived with Grandma and Grandpa. And by the time they were through with the day with me, they had no grandparents left. They didn't have whatever grandparents do. They didn't have that left. That energy was gone. So I don't have that. Hey, let's all go to Grandma's house because, you know, she's anxiously awaiting us in our arrival because she hasn't seen us in forever. But my grandmother's like, y'all get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Because I don't want to have to hurt somebody. Now, that seems small, but I'm telling you, I can only relate to that feeling through other people. And I don't have a genuine experience there other than the anticipation of, a significant other waiting on you to get somewhere, or, you know, you've been in a long distance relationship, whatever. That anticipation you can understand. But the love of a grandparent, the way grandparents love their grandchildren, no understanding. Anyway, I'm still blessed. Because people, well, Kevin, you lost your mom, man. Look, the psychological impact of that, I wish on no kid. Not because I became Charles Manson or Gacy or something, but no. Because it is a mind screw that you just can't put your finger on until the things are occurring. Unless, of course, you're raised by Dr. Phil and he can help you deal with it. But I jokingly said I love how Mother's Day twist up the leftists. They hate the gender reference. But to attack Mother's Day is to attack women, so they have a real quandary. But luckily they have Father's Day to bash men, right? I just like thinking about these things because I want you to think about them. I want you to understand these complexities of the left. Because, see, life is relatively simple. If you remove leftists, life is simple. You don't have people mad at each other. Yeah, I mean, you have disagreements that people discuss and things like this. I'm just going to put it out there as bluntly as I can. Leftists don't want you to figure things out. They don't want peaceful resolution. In fact, they don't want resolution. This Iran deal, they just found out that the Iranians never signed the agreement that Barack Obama called, and everybody on the left has called this binding deal. They never signed it. No matter whether you're French, you're German, you're Russian, whoever, Chinese, backing this so-called deal, the deal doesn't even exist. You don't know why? The left doesn't really want resolution. They love that Iran is got so much conflict brewing in the Middle East. And by the way, so do many of the leftist Americans, and I'll tell you why. And this is going to hurt your heart a little bit, but they like selling weapons to all these other countries. If we were all peaceful, ask yourself this question. What happens to the military-industrial complex? If we quit fighting, it's a big drain on the economy. Suddenly, what are you no longer making? You're no longer making billions of dollars of equipment, missiles, submarines, aircraft carriers, anti-missile systems, satellites, laser systems to shut things down. I mean, it's over. You have to. Can you imagine how many people are employed in the military, in militaries around the world, that have to go back to do something productive? I'm just saying. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are things happening, and somebody says behind the scenes, look, guys, if we. It's kind of like Iron Man, you know, he's like, I brought peace to the world. You're welcome. And what do? You've got a system in place that's relying on being fed. Now, in the real world, we would all go back to doing things we want to do, finding the love of whatever God put inside of you. And when I think about that, I think about if we all did what we really wanted to do, I bet you the world would have this really cool equilibrium. You know, this non-fighting, this non-war, thing. If the people that are starving in Rwanda, which by the way, I've heard Rwanda's really made a turnaround. So, congratulations to them because they have now people immigrating from Congo and to Rwanda, which is a very small country, and Rwanda's going, look, we just got our act together. We can't assimilate all of you folks. So that's what's happening in one of the countries in Africa. But anyway, if everybody learned how to do what they wanted to do, to farm, to create, to sing, to dance, to manufacture. If every country could do that, what would that, what would it be? What would it look like? I don't know. There's a quote by Thomas Sowell, and I'm jumping around a little bit because I really didn't know where I wanted to go with this in this segment, but I did want to do another semi-tribute to my mom and my grandmother, because not only did I lose my mom, but my grandmother died about a decade ago. And I was doing my genealogy on my ancestry.com, putting pictures up. And, you know, to be honest with you, didn't even remember some of the days that people die. You remember their birthdays, but how many people remember death days? You know, I'm sure there are some. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm not a I know my mom's birthday, but I didn't know her death day until, you know, I was doing my ancestry thing and I knew it was coming up on her 50th anniversary. But long story short, I was looking at that and it got me just kind of jumping around a little bit on topic. So Thomas Sowell said this: have we reached the ultimate stage of absurdity where some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, while others are not held responsible for what they themselves are doing today? And that hit me because it's so true. We have reached this point of absurdity where we just don't quite understand how do you do that? How do you blame people for birthright, for their skin color? In as much as you can say you're a slave because of your skin color. So we now say you're a bad person because of your skin color, white people, because you have privilege and things like this. And they have nothing to do with it. Meanwhile, people are getting away with much more, worse. Just food for thought. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with North Korean official Kim Jong-choi today at the Oval Office. Former UN Ambassador and Governor of New Mexico Bill Richardson says we still need to have one message as these negotiations and talks continue.
I think the president's unpredictability and his accepting this summit was the right thing to do, because you're right, from the bottom to the top in the past, things have not worked. I'm just saying that his style should now change to having a strategy, to being temperate, to practicing diplomacy, letting Pompeo run the show, not Bolton, not the vice president. You know, you got to have one message, and we've had 50 messages on this issue.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business and the new price for a gallon of gasoline, $2.96 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I love giving you guys signs. I'm talking about signs of times that are a-changing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Things are changing. They are shifting in your favor. And I'm not talking about grains of sand falling through the hourglass. I'm talking about cataclysmic. I'm talking about Pangea separating, forming the continents. I'm talking about volcanic. You understand what I'm saying? Things are erupting. The left get it. Because it's happening to them. They have never seen anything like this. This is Armageddon for them. They use that word often to describe the bad things that were supposed to happen. But you know what? Because they love bad, because they're chaotic, they love chaos, they love creating mayhem. They see what we're doing, which is fixing the planet, particularly fixing America, which by definition fixes the planet. They see that as Armageddon. They see that as the apocalypse. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. And I will put this show up against any show you have out there. Not because, you know, that the other people are not good, because they are. It's very insightful stuff. I grew up listening, well, I grew up, but my formative political years were with Limbaugh and all the big names. But you know what? There's a deeper message out there. I'm not talking Alex Jones conspiracy message. I'm talking about things that make you understand life in general. And you know what I love about what I do here? I don't apply this stuff to politics. Forget politics. This is life. When we talk about common sense stuff like the idea of white privilege or the idea of, you know, protecting borders and things like this, this is life. Racism. Are you kidding me? You go to the grocery store every day, interact with Mexicans, Asians, white folks, black folks, Muslims, Hindus, Wiccans, people you don't even know. You know, you're not walking around the whatever chain of grocery stores you have going, I wonder if there's any Wiccans in here, any Buddhists. And nor do you see black people and go, when did they start letting the colored folk in? You don't think anything like that. If you're a man, you don't go, man, there's far too many women. When did women start coming in? If you're women, you don't go, man, finally, men are shopping. It's about time. Equal rights for us. But you notice all those things. I go to the grocery store. I don't see people going, yeah, a man, you better be doing your shopping. Yeah, ain't no woman going to do no shopping for you. You know, I don't see anybody going, or guys going, poor dude. Or some lady, you know, some conservative lady going, poor black guy doing his own shopping. Man, that's a shame. That's a shame. You know? None of that. No, we just go. People do their thing. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, buy stuff. People, hey, how you doing, Kev? Hey, what's up, blah, blah, Bill, chili, woo-woo. You get your coffee. You get your flowers. You get your roasted rotisserie chicken, whatever they call it. You get your sushi. I don't know what kind of restaurant, what kind of a grocery store you have. But mine's in a white neighborhood, so it's a good one, you know what I'm saying? It's a good one, yeah, woo! So anyway, you can get your Starbucks and your sushi and all that stuff. But next thing I know, they're going to be putting on little concerts there. Yeah, so you do your thing and you go home and nobody cares. People aren't looking. Follow that black guy, find out where he lives so we can string him up. None of that stuff happens. It's this beautiful thing. And God forbid you actually go to the game, if you live in St. Louis, you know, you go to the Cardinals game or some football or soccer thing or whatever you're into. God forbid you go there and you see all the people and dressed in the same color. You know, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you got your green and you got people of all colors. People wearing turbans in their green outfits with the number one player's number on their back of the jersey, right? That's what you see. See, that's America right there, baby. They don't want you to see it. And we're winning it back, man, little by little. Not even little by little. Like I said earlier, you're winning it back in by the bushels. You know, and leftists hate that because they incrementally, it's been over a period of decades, they've incrementally stolen things from you and they put it on steroids. They started doing it by the wheelbarrow when Barack Obama came in and you pushed back and now you're winning back. And you know how I know you're winning? Because comedian Amy Schumer made her return to Saturday Night Live. She had a terrible movie, another movie that was a bust. Now, she hosted October of 2015. That was the first time. The Republican and Democrat debates were just kicking in, and the idea that Alec Baldwin could play Trump hadn't even entered SNL, Tina Fey, any of their imaginations. And in fact, political jokes on Schumer's first episode mostly revolved around who would replace Speaker John Boehner. That should give you, throw you back in the Wayback Machine where you're like, what? That was what I meant? What? Get out of here, man. Yeah, it's been that long. October of 2015. Donald Trump wasn't even in the lexicon. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do I need to preach? Oh, because I love to preach. Y'all know a brother loves to preach. Ain't got a bit of scripture. Well, then John chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. Which, by the way, if I said that, 99% of the people wouldn't even know. They'd be like, preach, brother. Ephesians chapter 13, verses 2. Kevin, there's only 7 books in Ephesians. Okay, you caught me. Oh, man, look, signs. Amy Schumer hosting Saturday Night Live, October 15th. Not a sign of Trump in anywhere near. The target then was John Boehner. Boehner was evil. And he was. He was worthless as a Republican speaker. He was worthless.
Oh, this is John Boehner. Gonna go out and have a couple of drinks and then I'll get back with everybody. You know, John Boehner.
Yeah, he always would cry, which I'm an emotional guy. I cry. I ain't gonna lie. I cry probably as much as Boehner, but for the right stuff. I don't cry over legislation and stuff like that. But I do cry. I cry. I hate to even talk about crying. Man. That's not crying. Fast forward 2.5 years, political jokes and impressions of now President Trump that even, get this, Baldwin is sick of, have become go-to fodder for the show. I want you to think about what I just said. Alec Baldwin says he's now sick of the Trump stuff.
Yeah.
So, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live this week, but it was the Mother's Day weekend episode. And get this. They didn't do anything with Trump. Nothing. Here's why they read it. The result, a somewhat sluggish episode with enough laughs from Schumer and the cast to keep it chugging along, but lacking a lobster dinner, because they refer to Trump as being lobster red, or a Kanye Place caliber sketch to set Twitter ablaze. Of course, the lack of politics as usual likely had nothing to do with the just okayness of the week's show, though it was certainly noticeable, even from much of the weekend update, which did land a few hits against Trump, but didn't quite know what to do on a week that seemed quieter than usual. Now, I want you to understand the week that was quieter than usual. Let's analyze that for a second. You got a minute? You got me? Y'all good? Y'all good? Y'all good? Everybody good? Okay. So here's the deal. This week, Donald Trump freed three hostages from North Korea, the week that the show was on. He freed three hostages. He captured five ISIS people. Unemployment dipped to 3.6%. Consumer confidence went up. He revoked the Iran nuclear deal. He was still on the heels of the North Korea saying they're going to demolish a nuclear test site and potentially might get rid of five nuclear warheads in anticipation of the summit that's due to happen on June the 10th in Singapore. Typical week for Donald Trump. And I could go on and tell you the things that happened that went in his favor, where Mueller is still on his back heels, where Avenatti has gotten his butt kicked because he's now about to enter into some lawsuits and likely will be disbarred. And I could go on and on and on. But that was the week that they went, well, there just wasn't anything. Let me explain what's happening in Saturday Night Live. They got nothing to talk about. The reason why you're watching the Saturday Night Live and all these people backtrack is because Donald Trump is a rock star. They're having to back up because Donald Trump is forcing them to back up. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting some crazy thing that he does. And here was a question. Having missed last year, it's this thing called Upfront. He says, this will actually be your first Upfront of the Trump era. They messed it up. Been saving a barrel full of barbs for the president on his ongoing big show. Kimmel, oh, wow, yeah, you know, I really hadn't thought about it that way, but I guess you're right. Hopefully it will be the last Upfront of the Trump era, too, so I don't know. I don't know how much focus there will be on that. I think people have had, and he says, I'm going to use buttful, of Donald Trump, and I feel like the Upfront is a time to look within and make fun of ourselves. So what Jimmy Kimmel is saying is, you know what? I don't have anything to make fun of Trump about. I don't like him. Yeah, I'm not gonna roll over and act like I care about him. But I don't have anything to laugh about. What, you know, all the prep that he would have done. Jimmy Kimmel, this your chance to go beat up on Trump. And he didn't do it. Saturday Night Live. Amy Schumer, here's your chance. Go beat up on Donald Trump. We got nothing. Trust me, folks. They got nothing. And it's gonna keep on happening. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Is the news media addicted to Trump news? Is it time for an intervention? Joining me now, Nick Kristof, an op-ed columnist for The New York Times. Great to see you in person here.
Good to be with you.
I am a Trump addict. I think I'm willing to admit that. I think all roads lead to Trump right now. But you pointed out in a recent column that that can be a problem. How so?
It's Trump time, baby!
That was Brian Stelter, or whatever, I don't know his name. He's over at MSNBC. He's addicted to Trump? Might as well face it, you're addicted to Trump. The lights are on, but you're not. Remember that Robert Palmer song? Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Just replace love with Trump and you got it. Might as well face it, you're addicted to Trump. They're addicted to Trump. The media themselves are addicted to Trump. They admit it. They have nothing they can do. He is an obsession. And what's funny about it, I'm going to play the rest of this clip. Just have that ready. Let me tell you something. They're not just obsessed with Trump. They're upset. They so overlook all the things that he's doing, they don't even see that what they're accusing Trump of being. Well, Trump, you know, all he cares about is Trump, Trump, this, and that we aren't looking at all the other important things that are happening. Really? Yeah, we are. I'm going to explain that in a second. I know that sounded rather kooky. You know, sometimes you do radio, you know what's happening in your own brain, but you can't get it out. That's what I feel like I'm at right now. See, because we are talking about the freed hostages in North Korea. We are talking about the potential, the stuff that's going on with Iran and the sanctions that are going on there. We're talking about trade policy. We're talking about peace on the Korean Peninsula. We're talking about the impact of Donald Trump in the national economy. We're talking about more than Donald Trump. The problem with CNN and MSNBC is they are talking about Trump. And instead of looking at all the great things he's doing in all these different policy areas, all they care about is their hatred of Donald Trump. That's it. Can we play the rest of that clip?
So, I mean, and let me express my own addiction as well. You know, my wife and I, we find ourselves, our pillow talk is sometimes about Trump. But
terrible.
But I do think that we have to acknowledge that there is so much more happening in the world than Donald Trump. And we in the media are essentially all Trump all the time. And frankly, it's a little rude to say this, but I think cable television is particularly true of cable TV.
It is, yeah.
And the upshot is that we risk not covering a lot of really important things at home and around the world. And we complain that President Trump is parochial, isn't paying attention to important things around the world, and we're absolutely right. But that can also be said about us.
Well, there's always been a critique of the American press that's too focused on politics, Washington inside baseball, and not focused enough on real-world issues that affect communities. And I guess the point is that's even more true now because Trump sucks up all the oxygen.
I think that's part of it. And also, I think, frankly, that there's obviously a crisis in journalism. And our old business model has been collapsing. And then along came Trump, and he's a bit of the solution to our business model. As long as we have cameras focused on him, then audiences will follow.
Now, it's interesting that you said that. He brought up something similar at his rally a few days ago. Here's what he said.
So I said, unless they give me an extension for the presidency, which I don't think the fake news media would be too happy about. Wait. Actually, they would be happy. Because when I'm not here, their ratings are going to sink.
Now, I don't think that's entirely true, but there is a Trump bump that we've seen in television ratings, in New York Times subscriptions,
Absolutely. Et
cetera. So I suppose on an individual and an institutional basis, we have to reckon with this.
Yeah, I think we have to acknowledge it. In 2016, frankly, I think we in the media to some extent blew a historic election because we were so relieved that there was somebody we could cover that would generate these subscriptions. And then as you remember, there was some anxiety in newsrooms that then Hillary Clinton was going to be elected and government would be boring again and our audience would desert us. Well, I mean, that did not happen.
Welcome back. Hillary Clinton would be boring, and Hillary Clinton is a media bonanza all to herself. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Can you imagine? Hillary Clinton's boring. She is boring, but her scandals aren't boring. If the media did its job and exposed what was going on in the Clinton administration, you wouldn't even know Trump's name. Can you imagine if they dug into the Clinton Foundation, connected the dots, the way, what's his name, the guy who wrote the book, like Clinton Cash, that guy, if they had done that and decided they were going to go, Donald Trump would be fighting to get to the news. He'd be looking for ways to get in the news. I mean, well, that's, I mean, Trump knows how to do it, but you get what I'm saying. It wouldn't be what they've got. They refuse to cover the stuff that people are really interested in, not just conservatives. And you know, the cabal is very simple. If they expose Hillary Clinton, they expose themselves. There's no secret here. A lot of these, so much more happening in the world than Trump. Yeah, sure. Except that Trump is involved in all the other things where those happenings are occurring, and he's doing such a great job. In order to cover those, the media would have to expose that Donald Trump is actually doing good things. Do you see their quandary? I love this. Trump isn't paying attention to other things around the world? Hello? Is this thing on? That's what Trump is doing constantly. He's got his finger in all kinds of world affairs. And you know what's happening? He's winning. He's defeating Vladimir Putin with Russian sanctions and kicking Russians out. And he's implementing policies on China that have them working in conjunction with us. Just recently, in one of probably the most newsworthy stories in a long time, and maybe we'll cover it in a little bit more detail, Donald Trump saw that he was hurting the fourth largest cell phone maker in the world, a Chinese company, ZTE, and he said to China, look, our goal is not to stop you guys from growing. Quite the contrary. We want fair trade. But you know what? If a policy is hurting one of your largest corporations, we will step in and help. That is huge. I want you to imagine if Barack Obama had done that. What would these clowns be saying? But instead, let's get that Schumer clip where Donald Trump frees the North Koreans, and here's what Schumer has to say. Is it ready? Okay.
Now on another matter, North Korea. Early this morning, the three American hostages who were being held in North Korea were returned home. It was great to see them come home, be back in America, back with their families. It's a wonderful thing. But the exultation by the president and others of the greatness of North Korea doing this evades me. We can't be fooled into giving the North Korean regime credit for returning Americans that never should have been detained in the first place. American citizens are not diplomatic bargaining chips. So while we celebrate the return of the three Americans for the sake of their freedom and their families, we should not feel like we need to give Kim Jong-un anything in return.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Chuck Schumer poo-pooing all over this. And let me just make this very simple for you. If Barack Obama had gotten back three hostages from North Korea in the same circumstances, what do you think Chuck Schumer would be saying? You think he'd be poo-pooing all over it? If he said, look, I want to thank the guy for... Donald Trump is not saying, I think he's a magnificent guy or whatever. He's saying, look, it's his country to run. He did the diplomatic right thing. I applaud him for doing that. By the way, Chucky, this is in advance of a summit that's going to happen on June the 12th that Barack Obama could never negotiate. The man who said he would sit down with dictators in order to understand them and make the world a safer place, yet presided over more wars and devastation in the modern era than any president in the modern era. And Donald Trump comes in within a year and a half, is sitting down with a ruthless dictator. People have described Kim Jong-un in the most unpleasant of ways. He sits down with him and he negotiates, let's start looking at denuclearization. And I don't need to remind you that Kim Jong-un says, come public and watch us destroy a nuclear testing facility where we had. And they're even talking about dismantling nuclear weapons in advance of the summit. He's already declared with his South Korean counterpart that they're ending the Korean War. And I could go on. And you know what? The left hate it. They hate it. Addicted to Trump. But you know what? We aren't talking about all the other things, but it keeps us from talking about the stuff that's going on. Yeah, because they don't want to talk about the good stuff.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.